Being your best fun self, lighten up and have fun. Chapter 2. Choose to be a fun seeker. Are you the life of the party, or do you find yourself standing back and being the observer? I have a couple of friends that honestly, they really are the life of the party. Fun seems to follow them around. These women know how to share a story, and they can find a joke in just about everything. They're fun to hang around. I also have some friends that I enjoy, and we always have fun when we go out. We enjoy having a great dinner, we talk about our family, stuff that's going on in our lives, and we just have fun being together. Several of these friends are not what I would call the life of the party, but they are fun. What's the difference? As I've talked to a variety of women, I've come to realize that some think of fun as an attitude, while others think of fun about activity. For me, I think they're both right. I think part of being fun is having an open attitude, looking for ways to lighten up, being available, both in heart and mind, which often turns into activity, and that adds up to fun. Attitude plus availability plus activity equals fun. When asked the questions, here are some of the answers that I received. The meaning of fun. What does fun mean to you? Are you fun? Here's some interviews and the answers that they gave. I used to be fun. I wish I had more fun in my life. Yes, I live for fun. I don't expect life to be fun. Fun is being silly and laughing. Fun is not taking life so seriously all the time. Fun is being around people I trust so I can be myself. Where do you fall on the fun meter? Judging by the comments I've received, I'd say the definition of fun depends on each person. The dictionary says fun, enjoyment, amusement, or lighthearted pleasure. Which of the comments do you agree with, or can you relate? Looking at their responses, how would you describe fun? And again, on that piece of paper that you've been using, write it out for yourself and write, what does fun mean to you? Now, these next questions may be a little harder. Are you fun? Yes? No? Sometimes? If you see yourself as a fun person, what makes you fun? Again, write it down, because it really helps when we get a clearer vision of what we think about things. If you see yourself as a fun person, what makes you fun? Write it down. When you write it down, it helps you focus, and it helps you really see your life a little more clearly. Or, if not, why do you say that you're not fun? I imagine there are some of you thinking, what is the deal with this? This doesn't make me feel good. I didn't open this book to feel bad about myself. And you're right. The point is not to make you feel bad, but instead, it's to show you that if you want to be a fun person, if you want more fun in your life, you have a choice. We all do. Let's examine a few things so we can move forward. When was the last time you had fun? The answer is based on your definition of fun, not what others think. Can you remember? There are many of you that probably had a great laugh this morning or last night with your friends or family. Didn't it feel great? Laughter releases pressure and actually makes us feel emotionally and physically better. So laugh away. If you haven't had a good laugh or had some fun in a while, think back to the time when you did. What did it feel like? Can you get that sense of joy? Feel that smile on your face? Are you smiling now when you think about it? If you aren't naturally a fun person, you may have to be very intentional about it. Here's a few ways to increase your fun factor. Lighten up. One of the most important keys to having fun is to not take ourselves so seriously. As women, we often feel like we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We're sure everyone's looking at us, judging us, and talking about us. Often we feel that if we let down, the earth might just open up and swallow us. Have you ever felt like that? Maybe you even feel so insecure that you snap at someone who pokes a little fun at you. It could be that you don't know how to take those who make light of everything. We need to be able to laugh at ourselves. A few years ago, I was going to sing a solo at the Christmas Eve candlelight service. I'd never sung a classical song in this church and wanted to sing something a little different. I take my music very seriously and wanted to do well. Before I began to sing, I explained, I'll be sharing the song Ave Maria with the words of the Magnificat, which is the Song of Mary passage in Luke. I will be singing the Sherbert version. Did you catch that? Sherbert! My mouth just blubbered it out. I was so embarrassed. What I meant, of course, was it was the Schubert arrangement, not Sherbert, Truly, I wanted to crawl under the seats, but I didn't really have that choice. I laughed, corrected my error, and went on. So much for being perfect and proper. About a year later, I ran into a friend and fellow musician who had been at that service, and he said, "Hey, Sherbert, how you doing?" He didn't do it to embarrass me, even though at first I was taken aback. He has such a great sense of humor, and he used it as a disarming note. I decided to let it go and go with the flow. In a split-second decision, I said back to him, "Hey, Vanilla, I'm great." My friends, we need to allow ourselves to not be perfect. Be able to make a little fun of those uncomfortable situations. Have you had an embarrassing moment recently? What did you do? Could you have made a better choice? Ways to be and have fun. You may not be in a situation where you're ready to laugh out loud, but you can always smile. Smiling signals our brain as well as those around you that you're ready for fun. Trust me on this. If you smile a lot, you'll find that fun begins to happen to you. Dare to be silly. This may seem a little crazy, but try it. Open your arms like Wonder Woman and turn around in circles. You'll laugh at yourself. And if you have a roommate or a family that sees you, they will laugh and they'll think you're nuts. And that's a good thing. Remember the song, The Hokey Pokey? You know, it says, "Do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around. That's what it's all about." Well, do that. Say it out loud. Turn yourself around. Just change something. It'll change how you feel about your situation. It changes your chemistry and it changes the air around you. Change your thoughts. The stress, the negativity, and the problems. Turn around your thoughts. Life isn't perfect. Sometimes it hurts, but you don't have to live there. Smile, look for fun, and open your heart up to the joy that's waiting for you. Create comic relief. In acting, we call it comic relief, something to lighten up a heavy story. Sometimes our lives need a little comic relief. As I mentioned earlier, we went through a particularly bad financial time a few years ago, and if you've ever been there, you know it gets hard to keep a light mind. I recall a day when a creditor called, just one of those many types of calls that he's required to make, and I decided to make light of it. First of all, you know that they have to go through that whole spiel of disclaimers, so when he finished, I said to him, "Okie dokie, thanks for sharing. By the way, I only take 2 of these calls a day, and you are the lucky guy today." He laughed, and so did I. You know, it didn't change the fact of why he called, but it did just lighten the air a little bit before we had our conversation. Let go one balloon at a time. The truth is that life is full of serious stuff. Our worrying and hanging on to it doesn't change it, and most times it makes us feel worse. That's what we call stress. Not only are we carrying the load, but we so often want everyone around us to know it too. There are some women who feel that it is their goal to make sure everybody knows just how much they do, how hard life is, and boo-hoo. Yeah, life can be tough. There may be hard issues that you're facing, but you don't have to carry them around all the time and just throw up on everyone around you. On the other hand, if you just lay the burden down, give it to God and forget about it. You will feel better and be more open to fun. We hold on for dear life and can often be so consumed that we don't see the fun activities that are right in front of us. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine." Sometimes we need to let go of trying to control the things around us, change our routine, get out of a rut. Allow yourself to laugh at yourself. Again, we are not perfect, and guess what? We never will be, so you might as well just chill out. I love the illustration that my friend Vanessa Hartzell wrote in her book, Soul Singing. It's a story her dad shared with his congregation when she was a young girl. It's called The Balloon Man. The balloon peddler was invited to take a lavish cruise aboard one of the most incredible ocean liners. He was thrilled to be chosen out of thousands that had applied. As he boarded the ship, he immediately headed to the oceanside suite. Optimistic about his accommodation, he entered the nearest corridor. He quickly realized his balloon-filled hands were being tugged. The cloud of balloons floating above his head was too big to squeeze through the narrow hallway. Realizing he would not be able to relax in his room, he made do with fluffed deck chair cushions to sleep for the night. With a stiff neck and cramped back, he woke the next morning to an invitation. He was selected to eat dinner at the captain's feast below the deck. The smile that overtook his face quickly faded as he remembered the balloons. He was beginning to despise that he was ever chosen for this experience in the first place. How was he going to continue? The balloons were his financial security, his comfort, and all that he knew. How could anyone expect him to let go? Standing on the deck, watching the sun begin to set, he held his hand out in front of him. With a deep breath and uneasiness inside, he thought about all that had been prepared for him and all that he was missing. One by one, the balloons began to float away. The peddler watched the balloons until they began to disappear into the sky.
He was ready to experience all that had been intended for him. All he had to do was let go.
Just like the peddler holding on to the balloons, our fists are tight. We're looking inward. Our heart is closed. When we can release them, our hands open up. We can lift up our hearts, mind, and spirit. We can then look up and around us. We can begin to see the fun and all the good around us. Here are some down-to-earth tips. When your kids are joking and having fun, just go with it. Allow yourself to let go and laugh and relieve a little tension and pressure. Just because we're the mom doesn't mean we have to be serious all the time. Really? After dinner, suggest that you get in the car and go for ice cream or go outside and take a walk. When your husband and the kids go into the family room to horse around, go with them. Leave the dishes for later. This was a hard one for me as I like a clean kitchen. When one of the kids spills something, instead of getting upset, laugh and make a joke about it. It's going to happen now and then anyway, so relax. When you almost trip and fall and you feel like a dummy, laugh at yourself and make fun. What are some ways you can think of to lighten up? Go back to your piece of paper and just list one or two, three or four things. What are some things that you could do to just lighten up your life? Look around you, and when frustrating things occur, try to find a way to loosen up. Let go of a balloon. Laughter is good for the soul. Job 8:21 says, "He will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy." What is fun interviews? Here are some comments from ladies I interviewed. These are really good. Where do you fit in? Fun is enjoying the people around you. Let yourself laugh and try new things. From Shelley. Fun is smiling. Don't complain and look at the positive, says Vanessa. Fun is playing with my daughter. My brain is young. I tumble and run around with my daughter and friends. She's proud of me. Cosette. I live for fun. I love to laugh and enjoy being around people I'm comfortable with and I can relax. Forget about yourself and be open to others' banter, says Marilyn. Fun is being carefree and silly, being who you are and not caring what other people think, says Emily. Fun is what you want it to be. It isn't the same for everyone else. It's unique to you. You decide what it means. Make your own brand of fun, says Kathy. I have a great sense of humor and I like to make others laugh. I have the ability to make others laugh and that is fun for me, says Mickey. I think more time with friends would be my idea of fun. Girlfriends are important and when our lives get caught up with other things, we still need to make time for each other, says Laura. Dean says, fun for me is not being silly, it's being happy. It's making the most out of life. Melissa then says, fun is going out socially, being around people. I used to be very shy, but went out anyway and began to get more comfortable with others. I try not to make a big deal about things. And then Robin says, fun is getting together with girlfriends.